We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
Very pleasant Sunday morning to you, and we really do appreciate you listening to this program, Health Empowerment, here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, starring Croft Woodruff, and brought to you by Omira Health Centers on First Street in North Vancouver, just west of Chesterfield. We'll have the grand opening announcement coming very, very soon. We'll give you an update on that as each Sunday goes by. Their telephone number is 983-HEAL, 983-4325, or visit omira.ca. That's O-M-I-R-A. .ca, and you'll need that telephone number and the website address a little bit later on for our promotional giveaway, which includes some wonderful things, including an organ scan consult with Croft Woodruff right across from me here, a free far infrared Solaris sauna session, and a hyperbaric oxygen session for you and a friend. Why hyperbaric oxygen therapy? Well, let's find out. Dr. Zaid Ratanzi is the gentleman who you will see, and if you've listened to this program, if you won before, you'll know Dr. Ratanzi because he was there helping you out in the giant oxygen chamber. Let's chat a little bit about hyperbaric oxygen therapy now. Hello, Dr. Ratanzi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Terrific, thanks. We've heard a lot about this from Frank, and we've talked about it throughout this program before, but you're finding out more and more benefits for sitting in a hyperbaric oxygen tank.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, when it's interesting, when we first started around 10 years ago, the research was coming out more and more. We have 13 hospital conditions that we can go into hyperbaric chamber for over here in British Columbia. It's at Vancouver General Hospital. One of the problems is we wait for the condition to get really, really bad. Some of these conditions include, but are not limited to, flesh-eating disease, bone infections, non-healing wounds, wounds that just can't heal after 1 or 2 months of conventional therapy, and it's just not getting smaller, severe burns, decompression sickness, bubbles in the in the blood, and some pretty bad crush injuries. These are conditions that the hospital will allow you to go in. Now, the mechanism of action is quite simple, whether it's a chronic condition or an acute condition. When you breathe oxygen under pressure, you get the ability to lay down a fibroblast and what we call collagen tissue. And it's another fascinating point is what we call neovascularization, or new blood vessels. Can you imagine producing new blood vessels to wounds that haven't healed for years and years? And when I did start around 10 years ago, not much was done on sports injuries, but there was a lot of hype on sports injuries. Now, in this past year, I'm seeing more and more studies showing how injuries can be helped, and not only injuries, but pretty bad one, knee injuries, medial collateral ligament, where they found that the type 1-3 collagen ratio, the actual ratio is changed to produce a more tensile, a stronger tissue. So the application is coming into cancer therapies with radio and chemo sensitization. We're getting bombarded. Not even a year ago, a study came out in the Journal of Pain, a 2007 Journal of Pain, showing, 1 in 5 adults are afflicted with pain and inflammation in arthritis patients, and yet this treatment was shown to be effective for pain and inflammation in arthritis. And so you can see how many people that can help. Not only recently did we find that we're producing brand new brain cells, new brain tissue, brain cells we're getting in a series of hyperbaric oxygen, just a powerful treatment for diabetes. For diabetes, we have complications that we're finding, heart complications. Well, hyperbaric oxygen just a few weeks ago was published to reduce heart-related complications. So not only does it help the diabetics in wounds that won't heal, but you're seeing that. And in 2007 late, we found more studies on diabetes showing that it actually can help in glucose sugar regulation. That's another big study. So they're coming out in the Journal of Surgery and Plastic Surgery, and you're finding that adjunctive hyperbaric oxygen can be useful for so many conditions. It's just how do we use it effectively, and that's what we're working on here at the Coquitlam, here at the clinic here in Vancouver.
Dr. Zaid Ratanzi joins us here on Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325, and we'll have a hyperbaric oxygen therapy session to give away at the end of the show.
Yeah, one of the most interesting things that Dr. Ratanzi mentioned is the regeneration of brain cells. Heretofore, it was believed that once you were born, your brain stopped growing, and that was it.
You know what? Even at 90 years of age, 90, we have these brand new baby cells, and this is research. When I was going to school, it was quite contrary, like you're saying, Croft. That but now in neurology books, it's true. We do have new cells. But what is fascinating is hyperbaric oxygen promotes the proliferation of these new cells. Now, the original study came out last year, was published in a physiology journal in 2006, and it was just a landmark study that a typical course of hyperbaric, which is what we do, a typical course, a series, will increase the number of circulating stem cells by eightfold. Just imagine, eightfold. Now, because hyperbaric has been used so effectively for brain injuries, recovering from brain injuries from little kids with autism to older individuals with neurodegenerative conditions or strokes or people with motor vehicle accidents or traumas. This is a huge, huge landmark study that only just a few weeks ago was published in the in our Bible there, the UHMS, the Undersea Hyperbaric Medical Society, where we now can see that not only does it increase new cells and tissue, it does of the brain itself. They've measured the number of new brain cells. Now our target is to grow them in those areas, so we promote them. That's when we start doing very specific exercises, whether we're looking at speech, hearing, fine or gross motor control. That's the most important part of the therapy, is the job of adding the oxygen in a high content is an easy one with the addition of a hyperbaric chamber, but it's drawing and using that in physical physiotherapy and a lot of exercises, brain exercises, memory exercises. You know, they published just last year the first successful treatment of chronic traumatic brain injuries, chronic TBI, hyperbaric. Series of hyperbaric was definitively shown to give you those results. So, you know, looking at conditions, we can apply them to various medical conditions and have effective programs with adding the oxygen. On its own, you know, it can do some stuff, but when you're applying it to a program with your conventional therapies or your alternative doctors, that's when you get the power of it. Oh, another study came out a year ago showing that the results of acupuncture were much better with hyperbaric oxygen added on. This is for stroke victims. So, you know, our job is to work with the systems. We can help with pre and post surgery. So the surgeons are better in their application. This is published in the World Journal of Surgeries. There was a study that came out in the Journal of Gastroenterology showing that severe acute pancreatitis, just eight treatments, was helped with hyperbaric oxygen. So these are powerful treatments that we need to expose to the gastroenterologist, to the urologist. There was a study another recent study on interstitial cystitis. This is a common bladder problem, and this was a study that two patients came in and did a series of oxygen therapy, and this is to resistant therapy, conventional therapy that is not working, and both were treated successfully with hyperbaric oxygen. So, you know, what I'm excited about is the research is finally matching what we've seen in, especially in my clinical practice in the past 10 years, is you're seeing that that the research is coming through. There's conditions that are so tough to deal with, retinal vessel occlusion for the eye. Hyperbaric has just worked wonders for that. I have patients with macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness for North Americans who need to be exposed to hyperbaric oxygenation therapy, and just knowing that and being able to redo the body's circulation and start targeting things before they happen. I'd like it before people get into heart attacks or stroke, but probably another one of the most fascinating studies that I just ran into was in heart. And what they found was the cost of the healthcare system following heart attacks and heart damage secondary to that. So surviving a heart attack is great, but it's a huge problem in the circulatory pathway. Hyperbaric, if you apply hyperbaric oxygen, you can help that, and this study showed the amount, the cost-saving effect that could happen by reducing and by adding hyperbaric oxygen to a program with someone who has ischemic heart disease or has had a heart attack. And again, if we can prevent, that's even better. So people who want to come in for prevention or treatment can do so at the clinic. And I'm really at this point trying to promote those people that want to stay in shape, stay healthy.
Dr. Zahid Ratanzi here talking about hyperbaric oxygen therapy on Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Center, where you can actually call and get your appointment booked at the hyperbaric oxygen chamber in Coquitlam there. And Dr. Ratanzi, can we keep you on just for a couple more minutes? Got a bunch of questions to ask you, including what's a normal course and also some of the individual stories, because we had somebody on a couple of weeks ago that had some dramatic results. So would you mind hanging on just a little bit longer?
Sure, no problem.
Excellent. Dr. Ratanzi will join us again in just a few moments. We'll also have the promotional giveaway at the end of this program. You'll need the telephone number 983-HEAL, 983-4325, and you and a friend can have a session in that very chamber with Dr. Ratanzi in attendance. The website address is omira.ca. More coming up next on Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver.